1 year ago, a white East Pittsburgh police officer fatally shot Antoine Rose, a black, unarmed teenager. In the aftermath, many called for the small borough to make big changes. 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins reports, residents feel very differently about what's happened since.
On a hot July night, 1 month after Rose was shot, the borough council held its regular meeting. Dozens of angry people filled the East Pittsburgh Rec Center. Many blamed local officials for Officer Michael Rosfeld's actions.
The blood is on your hands.
Yes.
Because you could have prevented this.
Yes. Yes.
The council sat silently as residents spoke. Mary Carol Kennedy serves on the five-member body. She still remembers the feeling in the room that night.
A lot of anger, mainly. A lot of blame toward the borough council and the police department. It's an open wound, is what it is, and that's how it felt.
Kennedy has lived in East Pittsburgh for more than 40 years. She said she had no idea that there was such distrust of police. And the shooting shifted more than just her perspective.
Well, I think the biggest thing it's changed is we no longer have our own police department. And for me, that's very sad.
At the time of the shooting, East Pittsburgh officers worked part-time and were paid $15 an hour, no benefits.
We couldn't afford to do anything different than what we were doing, which is what a lot of other departments are also doing. But it's not as if this is a new problem.
After the shooting, citizens demanded more training and oversight, but those were changes East Pittsburgh couldn't afford to make. Council voted unanimously last fall to dissolve its police force. State police now patrol the area. George Doherty is a professor at the University of Pittsburgh and focuses on local governments. He says many small municipalities struggle to pay for police.
Police services, unlike almost all other services, are 24/7. So every single day of the year, you have to have someone scheduled.
He says communities like East Pittsburgh were built around industries like steel and glass. But once those factories disappeared, there was less tax revenue to pay for services. These days, East Pittsburgh is talking about sharing a department with other municipalities, but that's a long way off. Meanwhile, some residents are impatient with state police.
I know you can't control people. But we need support.
At this month's borough council meeting, State Police Sergeant Zach Ryland fielded complaints that troopers don't enforce local ordinances.
It's the unfortunate part when you ask us to come in, we have so many members within our department, within our station, and we cover a large area.
Ashley Kane says she's had to call police multiple times about noise and nothing was done.
It's to the point now to where my neighbors just give up on calling them because they don't believe that they're capable of solving, even if it is an infraction such as that.
For residents like Jonathan Reyes, the state police are better than a local force. He agrees that it can take a while for troopers to show up, but he says there's less hostility between people of color and police because local ordinances are not enforced. And he says borough council should pay attention.
I think they should take that as a lesson. Your people were happier when the ordinances that you guys created weren't being enforced.
Reyes emphasized another big shift. While the council is all white, the racial makeup of East Pittsburgh has changed dramatically. The black population doubled between the 2000 and 2010 census. Reyes wanted council to reflect that shift.
I wasn't intending to run myself. I was looking for somebody who would run, who would properly reflect the community and increase transparency. And nobody wanted to do it.
So Reyes ran. He and another African-American candidate both won their primaries this spring. Reyes hopes a more diverse council will reduce tension between old and new residents, between people of color and police. Councilwoman Mary Carol Kennedy says the shooting has changed East Pittsburgh forever. But Reyes says those changes began long before the shooting even happened.
I don't believe that it'll never be the same. It might not never be the same for them, but it's not their community.
I'm Lucy Perkins, 90.5 WESA News.